Okay, today's daf is Nazir Daf Chavav, and we are in Perek Misha Amar. We are in the second. I don't know how many there are like these in Shas. There are two prakim in a row that start off the same way. Misha Amar Hareini Nazir. Right, so you can't even call it Perek Misha Amar Hareini Nazir. You have to go to the next words. But we are in the middle of on Chav Heim Abeis, towards the bottom. A couple of dafim here in the middle of this Perek related to Inyani Karbanos before we get to back to specifically Naziris issues on back on Daf Chav Ches. Okay, but first we have Chav Heim Abeis, and we will start second to last line, Amar Mar. Halacha ibn Nazir. So we have been talking about, if you remember, Halacha Moshe Misinai, that if somebody separates the money for their karbanos of a Nazir, but they didn't specify which money should go for the Ola, which should go for the Chatas, there's a Halacha Moshe Misinai that if it's Stumim and the Nazir dies, so you don't need the karbanos anymore, then all of that money, even though included in that is a chatas, that's the chiddush, all of that money will go to Ketz HaMizbeach. Will go to use for offerings in the middle of the summertime when the Mizbeach is not busy. You buy olos and you are makriv them, so the Mizbeach is never batel. That was the halacha Moshe Misinai. Amar Mar. Halacha ibn Nazir, that is the halacha, Moshe Misinai when it comes to a Nazir. We're going to expand upon that in a moment, but first to mention, I think I might have touched on this in the last year, from the last cycle, but just to delve into it a little bit, because we have some time when we're talking about Halacha Moshe Misinai. There is a major discussion of Halacha Moshe Misinai, which in the last year we did discuss one of the five parts of Torah Sheval Peh, the Rambam says, but the big issue is, whenever we have Halacha Moshe Misinai, is that telling us something? There's already a category of a certain area of Halacha, and this is now expanding that category? Or is there something totally new that we are learning here? And whenever we have Halacha Moshe Misinai, we have to ask that question. Like here, this Halacha Moshe Misinai tells me that you could use Mo'os Stumim, the money, for Ketz HaMizbeach. Is this creating new definitions? Or is this telling us a Chiddush Din that doesn't have to do with any present definitions? This is the thought that Reb Chaim mentions in Hilchos Ma'achalos Asuros. What is it doing in Hilchos Ma'achalos Asuros? The Rambam in Hilchos Ma'achalos Asuros has a machlokes with the Gaonim. Says the Rambam, we know the Gemara tells us in Maseches Kiddushin that there is Arla in Chutz La'aretz. Halacha Moshe Misinai. There's Arla, even though the other mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz do not apply in Chutz La'aretz. There's no Truma and Meiser in Chutz La'aretz on a Daraisa level. But Arla, yes! Arla is not a normal, not a regular run-of-the-mill mitzvah tzliya ba'aretz. It is, at least according to one daya in Maseches Kiddushin, and that's what is paskin by a number of Rishonim. Halach l'moshe misinai. That's Arla. What about Ravai? That's the question. That's not Mefurish in the Gemara. Arla is the first 3 years. Ravai is the fourth year. Is there Ravai in Chutz La'aretz too? Meaning, do you have to take the fruit of Chutz La'aretz and be poda it and bring that up to Yerushalayim? Says the Rambam, Yir Eli, Perek Yud Alacha Tezvav, Avilchaz Vacholas Asuros, Yir Eli, She'ein Din Neta Ravai Noe B'Chutz La'aretz. The Din Neta Ravai is not knowing in Chutz La'aretz. Ela Ochel Peiros Shana Revias Below Pidyon Klal. You just eat it. The fourth year fruit is just mutter. Shelo amru elah arla, just arla in chutz la'aretz, not ravai. V'kavachomer advarim, and there's a kavachomer that he quotes. Aval beret yisrael v'chulu, and then he quotes at the end. V'horu miksas gaonim, some of the gaonim, the Rambam very infrequently quotes people. Rambam hardly ever quotes anybody. Once in a while he'll quote a Rimi Gash, who they say was the Rebbe of his father, or one of the Rebbeim of. But very, very not often. A couple of times he quotes the Gaonim. Number of times. But people, that's what the question is asked about Rambam having Rashi. Right? It's hard to know. Hard to know whether he did, because he's not going to quote anybody, even if he had someone. But here he quotes the Gaonim. V'horu miksas Gaonim. Shekerem Ravai Levado Poden Oso B'chutz La'aretz. V'yachach Yei Mutter B'achila. There is some type of Ravai in Chutz La'aretz. Says the Rambam, V'ein L'davar Ze Iker. I don't know where he gets this from. Machlokes Rishonim, whether there's Ravai and Chutz La'aretz. Well, what is this Machlokes about? The Gemara says nothing about it. All the Gemara talks about is Arla in Chutz La'aretz. How do we get to Ravai in Chutz La'aretz? Says Rav Chaim on that Rambam, the Machlokes is Gufa. How do you understand the Halacha Moshe Misinai of Arla's Chutz La'aretz? Is that telling me that not only does Arla exist in Eretz Yisrael, but Arla exists all over the world? It's a natural expansion of the definition of Arla. We might have thought Arla was only in Eretz Yisrael, like Mitzvah Satzlias Ba'aretz. Comes along the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai to tell me, no, there's an expanded definition of Arla. If that's true, then Memela naturally. If this is real Arla, then the Pashas would have Ravai too, because they always go together. Or do we say, no, Arla is Eretz Yisrael, Arla is a Mitzvah Satzlias Ba'aretz, just like the other Mitzvah Satzlias Ba'aretz. Arla is Chutz La'aretz, Chiddush Din. New idea. Arlas chutz la'aretz. See, if it's a chiddush din, ein lo chabo el chidusho, and therefore we would not include Ravai. That's what he says. The ikar halacha ba'al legiluyei akra is the halacha coming to be megala and be marchiv the definition of arla. O denema de havadai de arla amor v'torah einu ela be'eretz Yisrael v'arlas chutz la'aretz einu nechleles ba v'rak da asura mehalacha. V'kal ikar isura urak mehalacha mosh mi'sinai v'lo mikra. It's not based on a pasuk. And what's the nafka mina? Netzer Ravai. That would be a machlokes rishonim regarding that. And this comes up in many areas of halacha. It's a fascinating discussion. What about just two other discussions? We'll leave it for now. Just two other examples of this. And number one is priya. Priya. Mila and priya. We know every bris mila has two parts. The mila, the cutting of the foreskin, and the priya, the pulling back, making sure the aver is revealed. So the Gemara says in Yevamis, on daf ayin aleph, lo nitzna priyas mila la Avram Avinu. Avram wasn't given priya. Only had the mitzvah of mila. Says Tosfos there, mikol makom Avram par milason. But Avram did it. Avagav delo nitztave, even though he wasn't nitztave, he did it. He did it anyway. Says Tosfos, in lo nitzna priya ad Yoshua hechi gamrina mina yaksiv ela mitzvos. How was later on priya? How was that renewed? Right? How could ein navi rashal lechadish over me'atif? It wasn't given to Avram or Moshe Rabbeinu. How could we have priya? Answers Tosfos, halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai. Priya is halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai. So now we ask the question: is that halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai expanding the definition of what bris mila is? Bris mila we thought just meant cutting. No, it's cutting and being poreya. Or no, the bris mila is bris mila. And priya is separate. It's a new halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai. What's the nafkamina? Do you make a bracha just on priya? What happens if a moel did mila and didn't do priya? And now you're going back to do priya. Do you make a bracha on that? Al hamila? Or not? That's the Chassam Sofer's question. You're a deus. I'm in reish mem ches. Do you go back and you say the bracha on the priya? So again, this is the root of the issue is how to understand that halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai. And you don't have to say every Rishon has to understand every Halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai in the same way. The Rambam could understand one as what's called Halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai HaMichadeshes, and another one as Halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai HaMifareshes, the two types of Halachos LaMoshe Mi'Sinai. One other one, as an example, and it's all in the Rishonim. The Reb Chaim and others expand upon it, but it's in the Rishonim. The Mishnah in Shabbos, the Mishnah of the Lamentas Malachas, we know Malacha number 39 is Hotza'ah. Hotza'a me rishus la rishus. The Gemara later on Taf Tzadivav in Shabbos, says that ma'avir dalad amos b'rishus arabim is a halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai. Ma'avir is a halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai. Gemara gemirila. The question is that an av? Is that a tolda? Is ma'avir an av? Is ma'avir a tolda? Says the Rishonim, the Ron in Shabbos. The Yimtol Mar, my lochashiv nami maver dalad amos b'rishus arabim. Why isn't maver? This is the Ron on Ayin Gimel on the Mishnah of the 39. Why isn't maver on the list? Maver is also an av. Why does it only say motzi? The Yesh Lomar. So the Ron first daya mishum de mavir tolda de motzihu. It's a tolda motzi. Tolda motzi. How is it a tolda motzi? Motzi means you go from one rishus to another rishus. Mavir means you're in rishus arabim and you carry it four amos in rishus arabim. How are they related to each other? Says the Ron, lefisha dalet amos shel adam rishuso hein. Umisha motzi chutz ladalet amos havi li motzi me rishus la rishus. Unbelievable. When somebody carries four amos in rishus arabim, that's a form of hotza'a. We would have thought that's totally different. Says the Ron, v'chi amrinan, l'kamon demavr dalet amos hilchasa gemirila hainu l'chaya ban bidin motzi. Umishamachi on shinan alei howel v'nis mechalat torah shevachzav halavachi lo machayev alei shein on shim mehalacha Moshe Mi'Sinai. It wouldn't be mefurish. Would you, do you bring a chatas for ma'avir? The Ran would say no. So it has to be that ma'avir is hotzah. So what is the Torah machadish according to the Ran? Another Rishon in the Baal Mar talks about this, that we would have thought hotzah is only going from one objective rishus to another objective rishus. Comes along the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, even going out of your own personal rishus, that's also a form of hotzah. Ma'avir is a form of hotzah, motzi dalat amos rishus arabim. The Rabbanan picked up on that, for example, those who learn Bar Mitzvah, kinyan dalat amos. Where does that come from? That's a kinyan de Rabbanan. So that's probably ke'en daraisa based on this idea that the Rabbanan were, the Torah was machadish, that the four amos that a person is around the person is their rishus. If you carry dalat amos outside of that, that is a form of hotzah. It is halacha moshe b'sinai. The question is it an avara tolda? Gemara says Gemara gimirila. So the Rishonim discuss, is it an avara tolda? The Ran asks, if it's an avara, it should be on the list. And his answer is, it is on the list. It's part of hotzah, because it is that form. Other Rishonim would say that it is a tolda. Okay. This is a major question. Again, we could ask that here, when we talk about nazir, the karbanas stumim, are we kind of recreating, how do we look at a stam maos, right? Or is this some chiddush din? Because usually when you have chatos money, you're not allowed to bring it as a nedava. It's already chatos money, but that's falach hamoshe b'sinai. Okay, you could ask that here and plug it in. So let's continue now. Amar mar, halachihi benazir. So is Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, that the Maos Stumin, which have included in it the Chatas money also, so that goes to Ketzem Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, Vesu Leka, there are no others? Halacha Yibin Nazir. Only by Nazir does this apply? But we have other examples the way this applies. But Tanya the Brisa says, Vishar Chayave Kinen Shabbat Torah, other Chayave Kinen. What do you mean, other chayav ekinan? There are a number of people that are chayav a set of birds for different circumstances. We have a yoledes, woman has a baby, a mitzora, a zav, a zava, sometimes an ani, in a case of olav yored. So, shar chayav ekinim shabatora, in any of these cases of, you have a set of birds that was, the money was set aside, and shehefrishu maos lekinehem. We'll get back to the concept. Let's just read a little bit of Gemara. Shehefrishu maos lekinehem. And the person who has to bring these karbanos, these birds, were mafrish the maos in a sawsome way. They didn't designate it. And meaning they gave it to the kohen. The kohen gets to choose, you know, the money that this is going to go. This money's going to go to the chatas. It's going to go to the ola. And then what happened? They became rich. They became rich, and therefore, in certain of these cases, not all of them, let's talk about, Tosas Rabbeinu Peretz here says, the Mitzora case. The Mitzora became rich. So if a Mitzora is an Olav Yored, so if they're poor, they bring birds. If they get rich, they have to bring an animal. So let's say after I designated these, but in a sussum way, I didn't specify, he became rich. Ratzah lahavi behen chatas behema yavi. You want to use all the money, the original money, that was going to be for both birds? You want to use that for a chatas behema? Yavi, one can use it for a chatas behema. Olas behema, yavi. Or an ola, meaning you can use all of it for an ola or a chatas, and just make up the others with new money. Mace, vahayulo mo'ostumin. What if this person died, the mitzora, the zav, and there's mo'ostumin? Yiplu l'nadava? Question mark. There it is. You see, it's not only by nazir. Even by these other people who have a set of birds that they don't specify when they designate the money, and then they die. So it's not only a nazir, halacha moshe b'sinai. It's even by others. Answer, tana nazir, v'chai v'kina d'damule. You're right. The halacha moshe b'sinai wasn't just about nazir. It was about nazir and any people who are obligated to bring a set of birds, d'damule, that they are similar to nazir. What do you mean, d'damule? How are they similar to a nazir? So Tosa says, you have one event that's mechayev you two karbanas. That's not so common. Most of the time, one event is mechayev you one karban. But it's all chayev two karban. That Tosa says in Tani. Yesh mefarshim tahalacha kach nishnes. Nazir v'chol d'damile. V'yim tomer b'may d'amile nazir. How are they similar to nazir? Shemevian al davar echad shnei karbanos. They could have one event that's mechayev you two karbanos. Kemo nazir al nazirusso. V'yoledes umitzora. Shemevian gam heim al davar echad. Beis Karbanos, right? Not such a common occurrence. There is a thought, a story that's told, it's a story/thought about the Meshech Chachma, Rav Meir Simcha. We mentioned this a number of times over the years. And that is, we know the halacha is, in the end of Parshas Vayikra, when we talk about the Ol of Yored, relating to two karbanos, if somebody is rich enough to bring an ola, bring, in the case of ola v'yored, you have to bring, an animal. But if not, v'mosagia yado deses, says the pasuk in Parakei Pasuk Zion, if a person doesn't have enough money to bring a sheep, for the cases of ola v'yored, it's very specific, cases of ola v'yored, v'evi, what is it, it's, shvuas ha'edus, and a couple of, couple of circumstances, v'evi shtei tarim o shtei b'nei yona, echal l'chatas v'echal l'ola. The halacha is you have to bring an ol of yored, which is a chatas. An ol of yored is a carbon chatas, behema. And if the person is not rich enough, you bring two birds, a chatas and an ola. So ask all the Rishonim, why are you bringing an ola? So you're supposed to bring a chatas behema. If you're poor, so bring a chatas a oaf. What are you bringing two birds for? You only have a carbon chatas. So there's a comment of the Ebn Ezra, but this Ebn Ezra wasn't, I don't think it was famous until the Meshech Chachma made it famous. Oh, is it that Ebn Ezra says, what are you bringing an ola for? You were chayv a chatas, you didn't have aveira, shua se'edus, you didn't have aveira. So now, if you're poor, you bring a chatas and an ola. So explains the Ebn Ezra, because the chatas behema, as we know, some of it, what happens to a chatas behema? It's kachi kachi. So the Kohen eats some of it, and the rest of it is burned on the Mizbeach. The emurin are burned on the Mizbeach. What's the halacha by a chatas ha'of? The Mishnah says in Zvachim, Ein l'mizbeach el adama. You squeeze the blood onto the mizbeach, and the Kohen gets the whole thing. Chatas ha'of is kachi kachi, and the Kohen gets the whole thing. Nothing is burned, says the Ebn Ezra, but by a chatas behema, some goes to the Kohen, and some goes to the mizbeach. So if he's poor, he's got to have parallel. Chatas ha'of all goes to the Kohen. So what goes to the mizbeach? That's why you also need an olas ha'of, because you need something to go onto the mizbeach too. The chatas ha'of and the olas ha'of, that's the Ebn Ezra. You meet the Ebn Ezra, everything's exciting, but it's not so exciting. But then you hear the story. The story is as follows. One time, Reb Nachum Ginzburg, he was a rav in the time of the Meshech Chachma. He once walked into the Meshech Chachma, the Reb Meir Simcha, and he saw he was unbelievably happy with Simcha. He says, why are you so besimcha? He says, you have to listen to this. He says, I thought of a chiddush, and then I fell asleep on my Gemara. And I saw in Shemayim, the Yeshiva Shalmawa, and they were talking, and one of them said, you know, there's nobody in this generation that really knows how to learn. Shebedor hazeh, and this was 120 years ago, Ein talmidei chachamim yachot l'chadish amita shel Torah. There's no one that can get to amita shel Torah nowadays. V'hinei kam harashva. I guess he knew who the Rashba was. Maybe they were name tags. The Rashba stood up in his dream and said, no. There's a rabbi in Dvinsk that knows how to be mechavit to the Amita Shel Torah. And the Meshech Chachma says, then I woke up. And why did I have that dream? Because I was just mechavit something for the Rashba. There is a Gemara in Meseches Chul and Adaf Chav Beis, where the Gemara says an olas ha'of has to be brought by Yom. Fine. The Gemara has a separate pasuk to explain why an olas ha'of has to, avodav, an olas ha'of has to be done by Yom. Has a pasuk. Asks the Rashba, I have no idea why the Gemara requires a separate pasuk to teach me that olas ha'of has to be by Yom. All karbanas have to be by Yom. All avodah, the Mishnah Megillah, we know it from, goes through every avodah has to be done by Yom. What do you need a separate pasuk to tell me that an olas ha'of has to be by Yom? And because of that problem, the Rashba in Etshuva, in Chelek Aleph, Simen Reish Ayin Vav, changes the girsa of the Gemara. The girsa must be wrong. You have to write Kedei Nasva. It must be, you're right, you don't need a pasuk. The Meshech Chachma says, no, according to the Ebn Ezra, it's beautiful. Why? Because according to the Ebn Ezra, why do we have an olas ha'of in the case of ola v'yored just to be parallel to the emurin that are hukrav on the mizbeach by the chatas behema? Emurin can be hukrav at night. Hector chalav and veivarim, first mishnah in Shas, that can be done at night. Says the Meshech Chachma, that's the havamina. Because of this Ebn Ezra, that's the havamina. Why I would have thought that an olas ha'of could be hukrav at night. Just like what it's parallel to, the emurin of the chatas behema. Kamash malan, that's why we need a separate pasuk. So he says that must be why the Rashba says that there's one rabbi in Vinsk that can be mechavi to the Amita Shel Torah. But what we're talking about, one, so this is another example. What does our Tosfos say? Tosfos, our Gemara says, anything like a nazir, one event that's mechayev two karbanas. So this is another example, the Ola V'Yored, in the Yored case, where the person is poor, he brings two karbanos in that case for that one event. Good. So we asked on the halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, in which we just expanded the halacha of Moshe Mi-Sinai. The Rambam in Mitzvah Ayin Hey. The Rambam in Mitzvahs Aseh Ayin Hei discusses these Mechusrei Kippurim. Right? Who are these Shar Chayavei Kinyan Shevatorah, which the Torah is talking about? The Rambam in Mitzvah Ayin Hei, we discussed this in the past, lists off all the Mechusrei Kapara. How many Mechusrei Kapara are there? What is a Mechusrei Kapara? Someone who is already Tahar, but still requires to bring a Karban. So how many are there? So the Mishnah says four. There are four Mechusrei Kapara. That's the beginning of the second parak in Meseches Krisus, Daf Ches Amebeis. Arba'a Mechusrei Kapara. That's the name of a parak. Who are they? Zav, Zava, Yoledes Mitzorah. There is another sheet of the Tanoim, though. Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Ger. Mechusrei Kapara, Ache Yizrok Olav Adam. A convert. A convert has to bring karbanos. Right? That's a halacha. Not every mitzvah, not every carbon will everybody bring in their life. Somebody's born Jewish, they're not bringing the carbonus of a ger. But the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds a ger is a mechusrei kapara. So we also hold, everybody holds that a ger has to bring carbonus. The question is his classification. Is he called a mechusrei kapara or not? So we don't paskin that he is. We don't paskin that he is, but that is a machlokas tanom, whether he's a mechusrei kapara. The Rambam says beferish that a ger is not one of the Mechusrei Kapara. If you look, though, in the Meshech Chachma, there is, once we're talking about the Ar Sameach, we'll have two in a row. If you look in the Meshech Chachma, he has an unbelievable Chiddush in Parshas Bahaloscha, on the Pasuk by Pesach Sheni of Laman Igara. There he develops the idea that the Karban Pesach is at root an anti-Avodah Zara Karban. And he brings many rayas to this. It's anti-Avodah Zara. He says that's why there's a Havamina in the Sifri that everybody who becomes Jewish should have to bring a Karban Pesach on that day as part of their Geirus process. V'chiyogar etchem ger, he goes to the Sifri. V'chiyogar etchem ger v'asa Pesach l'Hashem yochol miyad. Miyad. You might think he has to bring it the day he becomes converts. It's the middle of Sukkot and he has to bring a Karban Pesach. So what kind of Havamina is that? So he says, Shehu l'tar me'avod azara, tamalomar, kachukos ha-pesach, uchumishpato ya'aseh. No, you don't do it. But the havamina he holds is true. Meaning, this is an anti-avod azara karban. Why? Ki ha-pesach mora al hashkach ha-pratis, asher mitzuyanim ba Yisrael mikol ha-amim, u-mora al hayoto ba'atzmo yisbarach, ha-poa b'lishum emtsoy mesobeid. It reflects hashkacha, it reflects the Kodesh Baruch Hu's hold on the world, that this karban is mashrish into Am Yisrael, the emunah that we're supposed to have. He quotes also, that is why we brought, how many karbanos Pesach in the Midbar? We brought one when we went out of Mitzrayim. We brought one after the Egel, and that was it. Why do we need number two? First and last. What do we need second year for? Explains the Meshech Chachma. Acharei she'asu Yisrael ha'egel, tziva Hashem Yisbarach, b'shana ha'shenis, la'asos ha'pesach, la'harchikam, u'la'havdilam, u'letaram, mi'gilul e'avodes galilim e'vleim. They had to bring it. And then again, year 40, after Baal Pa'or, oz tziva Hashem Yisbarach, la'asos pesach, b'gilgol, av she'haya kodem kibush v'chilak. They didn't finish settlement yet. But you have to do it after the Egel. You have to do it after Baal Pa'or. And then he says at the end, this is his Chiddush, V'yitachen, we're skipping a lot, but V'yitachen, he says, it's possible. What happens if a ger, before he brings his karbanos for gerus, he brings a karban Pesach? You're right, he doesn't have to. That was the Sifri's Havamina. But I think, says the Meshech Chachma, he would be putter for bringing his karbanos of gerus. Because the karban Pesach functions as that. V'yitachen, the av ger, Daf the ger tzarech lavi carbon olas haof zedafka below asa pesach aval asa pesach imatzibur sagi below carbon v'hu ke ezrach haaretz v'suin tzarech lavi as carbono v'ochel acher gabakachim. And then he quotes based on a pasuky things v'im ki zechadash v'lo nizkar klal, even though I know it's new and nobody's ever said this before, but he has that amazing chiddush talking about the Mechusrei Kaparim, Kippurim, the one that's a machlokas, Tanoim, Ger, and the four that we mentioned before, Zav, Zava, Yoledes, and Mitzora. Okay, we'll leave it for now. Maybe at the end, if we have time, we'll get back to why Zav and Zava are listed separately, why Mitzora is only the male listed. Weiter, fourth line. So what we just say? The halacha Moshe Misinai includes all karbanos of that are brought to based on one event. If I ever give money and do not designate which will be for which one, and then the person dies, then he could use the money for Ketz Mizbech. V'la'afuke meha. V'la'afuke usually means this is against an opinion. Tosas points out here, there's no machlokas here. It's just a different din. V'la'afuke meha detanya. And this is going against the following opinion. Detanya, misha haya mechuyev chatas, v'amar harei alai ola. Somebody's chayev chatas. Somebody was Mechal Shabbos Peshogeg, Vechai Vechatas, and then before they do anything, they say, I hereby promise to bring an Ola. So this is different than the previous case. The previous case is where was one event, was Mechayev you two animals, two karbanos. Here, you're Chai Vechatas, and then you add this on. Va'amar Hare Alai Ola, Vehifrish Maos, Va'amar. And he says, Hare Elu Lechovati. This is for my obligation. So what does he have to do with that money? Ratza lahavi bohen chatas behema lo yavi. I'm sorry. Ratza lahavi bohen chatas behema lo yavi. Olas behema lo yavi. If you want to use that for only one of your animals, no good. Unlike the previous case, where if you're chayev two from the same event, you could designate one or the other and then add on more from your pocket. Here, where you say this is for my chova, we assume it's including both. You can't just bring a chadas behema, you can't just bring the olas behema in that case. Why? So that's what Tosfos explains. If you look in Tosfos in Dibra Maschel Velafuke, Tosfos asks, what's the difference? Fifth to last skinny line, Vitzarachian, de Maishna. De Lael Gabi Hifresh Mos, Ratza Lahavi Chadas Behen Yavi, Ola Yavi. What's the difference between this case and our case? We already explained it. But Tosfos has two days. First, he says on the first wide line, V'shema yesh lomar, ki omar b'loshen zeh l'chovati, mashma l'kol mashehu chayev. L'chovati sounds like everything that's on my plate. Everything that I'm obligated to. So it means both obligations. One answer. Hilkach afrash ha'isa l'shneihem, v'lo yuchal lahavi v'kulan echad mehem. That's one. Or skip a line. V'od yesh l'chalek. And here it's different because it's, are they one package? If you designated one set of money and you have two different karbanas as one package, okay, there's a sliding scale, there's flexibility. But these two karbanas that you're chayev now in this new case, they have nothing to do with each other. One's a chatas, one's an ola. Last line, havalacha the mechuyev chatas mechelev sha'achal va'ola nedura labnei v'chad biksa inun. They're not in the same package, so therefore you can't mix and match, and therefore you can't use all the money for just one of these karbanos in this case. So that's different than the previous discussion. Meis v'hayu lo ma'os stumin. If the person dies and it is most stumin, yelchli amamelach, meaning you cannot use it. Cannot use it for Ketz HaMizbeach, as we the Halacha Moshe Misinai said earlier, but you have to just get rid of it, Yelchu Liyam HaMelech, period. The Rambam seems to have had a different girsa in our Gemara, because he paskins exactly the opposite of what our Gemara says. If you look at Hilchas Psulei HaMukdashim, Perek Hey, Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam paskins, Mishayim Mechuyev Chatas, V'yamar Harei Alai Ola, meaning our new case, so what did our Gemara say? You want to use it all for one? No good. What did the Rambam say? You want to use it all for one? Good. Ratzalavi men chatas behema? Yavi. Olas behema? Yavi. Exactly the opposite of our Gemara. Meisvi niyachamos yachol yamamelach. That last line is the same. But the Rambam has the opposite. Here's the Rivet points this out. Matzasi davar zeba Gemara nazir shehu b'chiluf. Just the opposite. The Ravid, though, ends up saying, I don't think the Rambam's Shita, he must have had a different Girsa, but I don't think his Shita is so bad here, surprisingly. It says, Mistavra dahachihu, tekiva da'ama hare alai ola, nase hakol chova alav, v'chatas va'ola mu'rabin ba'en, l'ficha ha'meis kulam yachol yamamelach, v'ma yukulam ri'in la'ola, ma yachol yamamelach. He talks about the second line. But that's what the Kesef Mishnah and the Mari Kirkus all say here. It must have been the opposite Girsa. What's the Svara, though? The opposite gear says, what's the svar to say, though, that if I have two different chiyuvim, I'm allowed to use it all for one? The efshar, says the Kesef Mishnah, shegirsis rabbeinu ratzalavi chadas behema yavi, olas behema lo yavi, See, he had adopted the Gersa that Yavi on the Chatas and not on the Ola. Another Gersa the Kesef Mishnah had. Right? But we, in our Gersa, in the Frankel Rambam that we have, this new Gersa is both Yavi. If you have a chilek, the Kesef Mishnah is saying, maybe if I like to take care of first things first, I have an earlier chiyuv, so I can use it all for that. If I have a later chiyuv, I can't just, you know, dismiss the second chiyuv. So basically, we have three gersos, really. Three gersos, we have our Gemara's gersa, then in the case, the new case, you cannot go all to one. We have the Rambam's gersa in the Franco that you could use it all for one, and we have the Kesef Mishnah, and the other gersa, Mahari Kirkus here, that maybe the Chatas is Yavi, and the Ola is Lo Yavi. Okay, similar discussion that we have in terms of what your kavana is, having an effect on what you're allowed to use it for, and a much more lamaisa case that comes up. We all know the Gemara in Brachas. We'll make it known now. What happens if I forget mincha on Shabbos? So what's the halacha? I have to daven two myris. Right, that's chiddush number one in Tashlumin. I'm going to daven a weekday Shmona Esrei to count for my Shabbos mincha. You might have said, no way. So the Gemara has a Havamina, beginning of the fourth paragraph. That shouldn't work. Maybe you should say, Avar Zman or Batal Karbana. Kamash Vola, no. Kamash Vola, even if it's different days. That's Chiddush number one. You can have a different Shmona Esrei. There is a Machlokes Rishonim. What about in a case of Lo Yarviach Klum? What's the case? What happens if it's Mincha on Rosh Chodesh and I forgot Yalav Yavo? After Pich Shmona Esrei. I don't remember until Motsoi Rosh Chodesh. So I still have to make up that Shmona Esrei. So what am I going to do? I'm going to daven Ma'ariv without Yalav Yavo. So do I have to do that? Lo Yarviach Klum. That's the language of the Rishonim. I'm going to daven the exact same Shmona Esrei that I davened earlier. It's just that before it, I was supposed to say Yalav Yavo. And here I'm not supposed to say Yalav Yavo. So that's a Machlokes Rishonim. Whether you do that, I think we paskin that you do that. Even though, because that was a faulty Shmona Esrei. And the idea of Tashlumin is you have to daven two Shmona Esreis of the present Tefillah. Why are we bringing this in here? The case of Mincha on Shabbos. So we know the halacha is that one has to mention Atochon Antanu in Shmona Esrei on Motzi Shabbos. If one forgets to say Atochon Antanu, it's okay. One doesn't have to repeat because you can say Abdallah Alakos. What happens though, says the Gemara, if I said Atochon Antanu in the second Shmona Esrei, not in the first Shmona Esrei? So then the halacha is, I have to daven a third Shmona Esrei. Because the halacha is, whenever we have Tashlumin, that you have to do the one that's presently obligated first. So this guy who put Atochon Antanu in the second one is being Megala his Das, that he wants to count the second one as the Motzi Shabbos one. And the first one as the Shabbos Mincha one, but you can't do that. Tashlumin, by definition, has to piggyback. It has to. You can't just daven in the middle of nowhere. I can't just daven Shmona Esrei. It has to piggyback on a prior tefillah. So here, if I said Atochon Antanu in both of them, fine. If I didn't say Atochon Antanu in either of them, also good. The only problem is if I said Atochon Antanu in the second one and not the first one, because then I was mechavein in one and didn't do it in the other. The Mishnah Berurah does say, what happens if you did that, but it's only because you forgot Atochon Antanu in the first one? But you didn't have kavana that your second one should be dafka. He says mistama, then you don't have to repeat. But Lechor, if he said it in the second one, not in the first one, you know, that shows something. But that's also, again, another case of what your da'as is, and can you mix and match? Can you mix and match in terms of where you put your da'as? Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now right in the middle. Amar Rav Ashi, ha da'amrit mufurashin lo, that which we said, that the halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai is only about stumin, but about mufurashin, if the nazir designated which money should be for his chatas, which should be for his ola, then you don't say it all could get mixed up and given to Kesem Mizbeach, right? That which we said mufurashin lo, lo tema da'amar elu lechatasi ve'elu lo'olasi ve'elu lishlami, not only if I really said this money is for this money is for this, not only that, ela afilu amar elu lechatasi ula'olasi ulishlami mufurashinim. Even if I don't even specify, but I just mention the words, it has to be totally sasum for the halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai to kick in. That's the misora that Rav Ashi had. If you mention the karbanos, even if you didn't specify which money for which karban, still that is too mefurish, and it is not good enough. Right? There is a machlok, as we've shown here, so what happens to the money? Right? So is it, you have to give it to the Yama Melach, or could you split it up for each of the karbanos that should be used? Okay, that's one version. That's Rav Ashi. V'ika da Amre, another of a different version. Amar Rav Ashi, lo teima ad da Amar elo lechatasi u la'olasi u lishlami. Not only that, we're going to go one step further. Even something less clear is considered mefurash. Ela afilo amar elu lechovasi hari heikim mefurashin. Right, what's the only thing that would? What's the only phrase that would be sasum? Elu l'nazirusi. This is for my nazirus. That's the only thing that would be considered sasum. But if you say elu mefurashi, right, that also is considered mefurash because it is labeling something as obligatory, and therefore you wouldn't be able to use this for nedavos, right, for ketzam mizbeach. So two deyas in the Gemara, how far do you go in terms of defining what does sasum mean and what does mefurish mean? And again, that is different in many different areas of halacha. What is called sasum, what is called mefurish? Even here, in other areas of karbanos, you might have a different halacha. This is specifically limiting the halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Right, this is the mesorah that they had. Amar Rava, ha de amran. Ma'ostumin yiflu nadava, that which we said, ma'ostumin yiflu nadava, as what we have been talking about, im nafla demechathas mi beinehen, harehen kimufurashin. Rava comes up with a chiddush. The halacha Moshe Misinai is only where the demechathas are still in the group, are still mixed in. If the demechathas somehow came out, how did it come out? The Mefarish says, ne'evad o nifrad kishir demechathas mi beinehen. Second to last line in the Mefarish. If some of the money got lost, the halacha Moshe B'Sinai is only where you have all the money that he designated. If some of the money got lost, and the amount that you would buy a chatas with got lost, it doesn't apply. Even though it's the biggest chiddush to include chatas, but that's the point. If there is no chatas, then the whole thing falls away. That's Rav's statement. This is only if it is not there. The Karen Ora wonders, just because some money got lost, why would you say that's the demechatos that got lost? Maybe it's the ola, maybe it's the shlam. Well, maybe you were koreshem at least. Maybe you were koreshem to some of the money, but he finds just difficulty. Why should it be? Why should it be that the demechatos got lost? It could be anything that got lost. Tanya kavase de Rava. There's a brisa also, a tosefta, that supports Rava, who says that it's limited. Elu lechatasi v'hashar l'shar nezirusi. Right, these I for my chatos, and the rest is for shar nezirus. Right, somebody said that, and the person dies. Person dies. Hosva says u'memeis to mechatos yochol yamamelach. Right, that is chatos shemesu balav yamamelach v'hashar yavi chetzio laola v'chetzio l'shlamim, and the rest of it is ola and shlamim. So you split it. That's not our issue yet. That's what we that's general mosar. Umoalin bikulan, and your moel by all of them. You're only violate me'ila, the isra of benefiting from the Beis HaMikdash monies, if you benefited from all of them. Tosfos and the other Rishonim point out, this doesn't really mean all of them. It means why? What's left here? Your chatas is gone. What do you have money here? You have ola and shlamim money. Ola is subject to me'ila. Shlamim is not subject to me'ila. So what the Gemara really here means is 51%. Kol means you use more than half. Because if you use half, maybe that's all shlamim money, and therefore you shouldn't violate me'ila. So kulan here means, if you look in the middle of Tosfos v'Hashar, Tosfos explains, u'malin b'kulan, im nishtamish b'dmei ola, sheyesh bohem me'ila, v'lav dafka b'kulan, tehua din beruban, di'i efshar deleka bohem d'mei ola. It means you use Vadai some ola money, there is me'ila. Ve'en mo'ala mimik sasan, right, there's no me'ila by only part of them, because maybe that is only shlamim money. So that is all first half of the Tosefta. If somebody says, this is my chatas money, and this is my ola shlamim money. What about the following case? Elu la'olasi, v'hashar, l'shar. And by the way, so you see from there already that it's a raya to Rava. Because once the chatas is taken out, you don't say it all goes to Ketzem Mizbeach. That was Allah Moshe B'Sinai. It goes, Ola goes to Ola, Shlamim goes to Shlamim. That's already a riot to Rava. But the second half of the Tosefta, Elu la'olasi v'hashar l'shar nezirusi. What if you separated Ola from the other two? Deme Ola yavi Ola, u'malin bahen. Right, that's straightforward. Deme Ola goes to bring Olos, and the person dies. And you can violate Mila. V'hashar yiflu l'nadava. You see, the Chatas is in. If the Chatas is in, It goes to Ketzim Mizbeach. As long if it's Chatos designated, then you have to live through it to Yama Melach. But if it's Chatos mixed in with another carbon, that's the Lechem Hashvi Sinai. It goes to Ketzim Mizbeach. Umoalin Bekulan. And again, Kulan means 51%. Vein Oalin Bemixasan. But Mixas is not going to be, you're not Moal Bemixasan. Ask Tosfos, 1 second. What did we just say you do with this money? You use it all for Ketzim Mizbeach. You use it for Olos Nedava. So why aren't you Moel even if you use a little bit of it? So what that the Nazir designated it as a ol, as an, what's left, a Shlamim and a Chatos. But Lamaisa, right now you're going to use it all for Ola. So Tosa says, no, unbelievable. The destiny does not impact its present state. Up until you're allowed to use this for Ketzim Mizbeach, but it's still Shlamim money. It's Shlamim money that you could use for Ketzim Mizbeach. And therefore, you don't violate Me'ila yet until you use it. That's an important chiddush that Tosfos says. Tosfos at the end of Ashar. V'hiksha haram. D'lama lo yimaldo afilo b'miksas. Kiva d'noflim kulon l'nedava. We just said it's all going to be used for Ola. So shouldn't that destiny impact that there's Me'ila by every little shekel? Taino Ola's the case of Mizbeach. V'tzarech lomar. This is an important underlined Tosfos. The ad shas akrava shemakrivu laola lo nafik mishem shlamim shahayu aleim ad heina. It's not that this money all of a sudden turns into ola money. It's shlamim money that you could use to be makriv in ola, right? And therefore, there is no meila. That's an important point in that Tosfos. Period. When we talk about meila, again, it's a major topic. Just to mention one issue that the Achronim bring up, and that is Me'ila might be related to another Isser in the Torah. The question that the Achronim ask is Me'ila at root a Bizayin Hektish Halacha? Right, if I benefit from the Beis HaMikdash, it's terrible, it's disgusting, is that what it is? It's a Bizayin? Or is it more closer to Gezel? It's stealing. It's stealing for the Beis HaMikdash. It has a higher standard. It has a special Aveira because it's stealing for the Beis HaMikdash. Stealing from Hektish. But, at root, it's a stealing halacha. Reb Chaim likes, in the Chiddush Reb Chaim Alevi in Hilchas Me'ila, he assumes it's a Gezel halacha. How? Based on a Tosfos and a discussion. We know the halacha is, from Parshas Kisetze, that if somebody, it's a mitzvah, if somebody is working in a field, then they have rights to eat from that fruit. If I'm working in a grape field, I could get some of the grapes. I'm allowed to eat some of the grapes. If I'm working in an orange field, I can eat some of the oranges. And there are all different halachas. You're not allowed to go to a different row. You have to stay on the type. You can't take a better quality. All the details. The Gemara discusses, what about if there are other Isurim that are involved? What if it's a Nazir that's working in a grape field? Could he also take part of the grapes? Of course not, the Gemara says. He can't. What if it's Meiser Sheni fruit? Is he allowed to partake? Of course not. Because they're a separate Isurim. That's not Mutter. You're allowed to eat it, but that doesn't mean you're allowed to violate all Isurim. What if it's Hektish? What if it's Hektish fruit? The Gemara requires a pasuk to say that it's Aser. Why isn't it Aser Memela? We know if he's a Nazir, it's Aser Memela. We know if it's Meister Sheni, it's Aser to eat outside of Yerushalayim. What do you require a pasuk to tell me that if it's Hektish, right? Tosfos there, Tosfos asks, in Me'ila. Me'ila? I don't know what the Reb Chaim quotes the Tosfos. Hekshu, lama lana krat, ereach alamute hektish. Tepeklei to aser mishum iser me'ila. V'tirtu Tosfos answers, salcha daitach to shari kamo iser gezel. Right? I would have thought it's mutter like an iser gezel. Why would I have thought that? Explains Reb Chaim, because that root me'ila is a form of gezel. It's gezel hektish. So what's this halacha that a worker is allowed to eat in the field? That there is no iser gezel. That's the Chiddush. I'm allowed to eat grapes. That's not stealing from you. So maybe that's why Dafka by Me'ila, there would have been a Havamina, that it's Mutter. Because maybe all Gezel Halachos are Matirin. Kamashmon, the Torah says no. But that's why you need a Pasuk when it comes to Me'ila, why you wouldn't need a Pasuk for Meiser Sheni or Nazir Bechulu. Mavur Bezed, the Chol Yesod Isser Me'ila, whom Mishum Din Gezel Hektish. V'chein Muchach, and also he says, why Me'ila Shiro Bepruta, you can do a little mila today, a little bit tomorrow, maybe it's Tareif, the Chulu, there are other rayas also, that Me'ila at root is a din, is an Isser Isser Gezel. Okay, there's a lot more there, but let's just do three more lines. Back to the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, continuing to limit the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Lo shanu ela ma'os. When do we say that the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim applies where you have sasum money by money? Avo behema. But if somebody designates animals, hari hinkin mefurashos. It's like mefurashos. Even if you didn't say which animal is going to go for which carbon, still, it's kim mefurashos. The machlokas we've shown him here. Are we talking about animals that theoretically could be hukrav as these karbanas, mamish? So then that's pretty straightforward. That's what the mefarish says. The mefarish says, well, chatos could only be female. An ola could only be male. A shlamim, every carbon has specific rules. So that's what the mefarish says. Shemes, right across from where we are. Shemes v'niach gimel behemos, hari hikim mefurashos, mishum de'ispe heker. So it kind of gives it away, even though you didn't specify. Okay, according to that, it's not really such a it is a chiddush, but it's not such a chiddush. Tosfos has a big discussion here. Tosfos says, no, maybe we're talking about animals that are not ra'ui for karbonos nazir. They're not ra'ui. And the issue that the Gemara is getting at here is that only something that is very liquid, that can be sold quickly and you can get money for it, that has the status of money, and that's like money, sasum is halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. But if it's going to take you a while, let's say it doesn't have a mum, you're going to have to wait till it gets a mum, because it's a tamim, so you can't be poda it. So the harder it's going to be to sell, says Tosfos, that's why it's not like money. And the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim does not apply to it. So it's a machlokas, the mefarish and Tosfos, what type of animals are we talking about here? Amar Rav Nachman, and Tosfos relates it to this line also, Hada Amri Behema Harei Kemufurashos Lo Shanu Elab Tamima Avabalas Mum Harei Kestuma. And Tosfos says, why? Because it's easy to sell a balas mum. Because you can sell that right away. A tamim you can't sell, because it's not fit to give as a karbon, and you have to wait till it gets a mum. Aval Naschalo. But Rav Nachman adds, but a piece of, a chunk, a bar of gold, you can't sell that so easily, Tosfos says. So that's why that halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is not going to apply to that. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, filu nasla, no, you can sell that, not a problem. Aval svar shel koros lo, but a pile of boards, you know, that's much harder to sell, and therefore the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim wouldn't apply. Period. So just going with Tosfos' understanding of the Gemara, the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, now by the time we've done with this daf, we have a lot of limitations. We started off by saying, if a Nazir, or anyone who was also chayiv in two karbanas, based on one of that, designate their money without specifying what's it for, and then they die, then you can use that money for Ketzah Mizbeach, for Olos Nedava, and we had a number of limitations on that throughout our daf. Only if you use a Lashon of Eilu L'Nazirusi, if you say L'Chovasi, it's no good. And if you say, if you even name the animals, it's no good. And if the chatos money is not in there anymore, it's no good. And if you gave animals instead of money, it might not be good. And if you gave gold, and if you gave wood. So we've been chiseling away and limiting this halacha Moshe Mitzrayim as much as we can. Okay, we'll have to stop by Armalei Rav Simi. Be'ez Hashem, we will continue. Be'ez Hashem, and then again next week, in terms of which daffin will be up, we'll have to figure out in Yanni Yontif, but we'll stop here and we'll continue B'Hashem tomorrow.